Everyone, this is Abby and welcome back to the Lake Health and Wellbeing Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you briefly about a study that I really, really like, and that's the Harvard Study of Adult Development. Now, this is a study that I have come across quite a few times, and it's one that I find really, really fascinating and very interesting because it just reminds us of the importance of relationships and the simple things of life. Now, for those of you who might not be familiar with the Adult Development Study, or actually you may know it by a different name, which is the Harvard Happiness Study, this is a study that has probably been the longest running public health study in existence. So what this study did was it tracked the health of 268 Harvard students over 75 years, which is such a huge study. Now, the students that were involved in this study were all male, and that's because at the time, Harvard was an all-male college. And then what they aimed to do was understand the factors that contribute to a happy, healthy life. Now, the study then expanded to include men from inner-city Boston, and the idea behind doing that was to recruit men from a deprived background who they could then compare to the affluent students from Harvard and then kind of see if there would be a difference in their health outcomes at the end of the study. They then later on included the wives of both groups of men in the study, so it became quite a huge study looking at lots of different factors. And so what they did was they surveyed the group every 2 years. So this involved exploring their physical and mental health, but they also looked at things like their careers, their friendships, and their marriages. And they had regular examinations, so they had blood tests taken and also brain scans conducted. Having collected all their data, they were able to then carry out an analysis of all that data and then provide some really useful information, which we can all take on board and learn from. So I think their main finding really surprised them. And what they found was that whilst taking care of your body was, of course, important when it comes to improving your health and well-being, they found out that our relationships and how happy we are in those relationships has a powerful influence on our health. And what they did was they went on to explain that they found that close relationships kept people happy. They protected people from the challenges of life. And you can see how that would happen if you're in a very close relationship or you have close relationships with friends and colleagues, they would be able to provide you with support and encouragement and guidance as you're going through any challenges and difficulties. They also found that being in a close relationship delayed mental and physical decline. And again, you could see that how that would happen because as you're getting older, and if you're in these close relationships, you would be engaging in conversation, you'd be keeping up with the times, people would be challenging you. So, you know, your mind would be kept alert and sharp, and therefore that would prevent mental decline. If you're familiar with this Harvard study, you may have seen the TEDx video in 2015 of the director of this research study giving a summary of their findings. Now, this is a fantastic video where it gives a really, really good overview of the work and their findings. And what I will do is I will put a link to this video in the show notes. But what I wanted to do was say that from this video, he explained the three main things that they learned about relationships from the study. The first was that social connections are good for us and that loneliness kills. And what they meant by this was that people who had really good relationships, had really good social connections, lived longer and they were happier. The second thing that they learned was that it was about the quality of those relationships, and the quality of relationships was what really mattered. And what they found was that obviously people could be surrounded by lots of people, know lots of people, but still be quite lonely. And that would actually affect their health in a negative way. So it was about the quality of the relationship. So you had to be living in the midst of good relationships to see the protective effect. And then the final thing that they learned about relationships was that good relationships protect our brains. And like I mentioned before, people remain sharper for longer if they're in good relationships. And this is probably because as you're getting older, you're having these conversations with people, that's keeping your brain alert, it's keeping your brain sharp. Maybe people are challenging you, you're learning new things. And so all of that protects our brains and makes sure that we don't have as much mental decline as if we were alone and not having these conversations and not being challenged and not learning new things. So that in a nutshell was the study, and I hope you agree that it was really a fascinating study, a lot of interesting information, and it really brings us back to basics of what is really important in life in terms of happiness and healthiness. And I think sometimes when we focus on how to improve our health and well-being, we do neglect some of these aspects of our lives. And a lot of the times we're so focused on, you know, what can I do to be healthy? So let me think about some complex and complicated diet. Or you may be thinking, well, I want to improve my well-being and the best and quality of life, and the best thing I can do is work really hard so that I can have enough money to live comfortably. Or we may be thinking, oh, I'm going to head out to the gym every day alone, I might add, and that will be help us, you know, improve our health and well-being. And so while these things, you know, are good and you know, can contribute to improving our health and well-being, we just can't neglect some of the softer things in our lives. So that would be our relationships and the quality of our relationships. And a lot of times we do forget these things. And I think studies like these just help us to refocus and think about what is important in our lives. So that is it for this episode of our podcast. And I hope you found this interesting. And I think it gives us something to think about in terms of rebalancing our life and ensuring that we are nurturing the relationships that we do have so that we can improve our health and well-being and improve the quality of our lives. What I'm going to do is I am going to leave some links to further reading so that you can read more about the study and the findings, and hopefully you'll find it interesting. If you do go ahead and read up a bit more about this study, please do let us know what you think about the study and its findings. It would be great to hear your thoughts. So thanks so much for listening, and you have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next week in the next episode of our podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.